to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know what time it is. The 3Wide Podcast, EG3, is back. We did not do part two of the crossover edition, so I apologize for that. Got too much caught up in all I was doing. Got a lot to get to before my big trip next week. This is the 3Wide Pod with EG3, the latest with NASCAR, among other things. Eddie Greer III for this podcast. Welcome on board to the pod. If it's your first time listening to the pod, welcome on board to this podcast. NASCAR racing and then, of course, everything else in between. Let's get on right on to it. This is basically going to be a reaction pod to the All-Star Race North Wilkesboro last week. Of course, the biggest weekend in motorsports coming up this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, with the Indianapolis 500, Monaco, and of course, Monaco, Indy, Charlotte. And also, you have the trucks and Xfinity as well going down as well. So, a lot to get into. And here in Manhattan, Kansas, you got the Bill Snyder Half Marathon 5K. I will be in the 5K race. Usually, I'm in the half marathon for the last really five consecutive years in a row. But due to the grandma getting ready for grandma's marathon, I got to take a step back and do the 5K instead. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it all this weekend. So a lot in store. And of course, as I'm recording this on, oh, by the way, May 23rd, 2023, the Nuggets eliminated the Lakers in a sweep, 4-game sweep last night in the Denver Nuggets for the first time in franchise history, getting to the NBA Finals. Yeah, they've had a lot of good players in that organization, especially back in the early 80s. I know in the early 90s for sure, definitely, because I was born, dating myself here a little bit. But yeah, I'm more familiar with the 90s, so they had a lot of good talented players over there. And the Nuggets saw the blood in the water, sharks circling the water, and they pounced on it with LeBron James having two chances. Everybody knew, including the occasional left field fan, that the ball was going to go into his hands there to try to win the game, tie it, they had two chances to either tie it or win it, and they come up on the other short on the other end in Denver Nuggets. Stifled sweep Los Angeles Lakers, and we possibly could have another sweep, and this could be even more of a stunner. The Boston Celtics, right? They're in the NBA playoff. They were in the NBA Finals last year on the brink of elimination. I'm sitting there recording this podcast. Miami Heat can stun them, put the brooms on them as well. We'll have to see. It's going to be, that game last night with Lakers, that was a back-and-forth game. I expect no less from this game. And I'll be shocked, if this is not a close game whatsoever here. And the Celtics, they look out of it. They look like a team that was defeated on Monday night. So it's going to be interesting to see how they respond right now, because all the momentum is with the 8th seed right now, the Miami Heat, 1 week away to getting back to the NBA Finals. They were there. But it was the whole bubble situation down south. But now they're trying to get back to the promised land again. It's incredible what they've done in this playoff run, considering the fact they lost first playing game to the Atlanta Hawks. So that's you. Was that on my bingo card? Hell no. Was that on the bingo card for you guys? I'm pretty sure it's not. So, we'll see what happens there. Also, what was on the bingo card from last weekend? I did not predict this was going to be as boring as it was from North Wilkesboro. Man, and look, I'm trying to throw shade at North Wilkesboro. Look, I mean, for what the storyline and all that is, it was awesome. The lead up, the build up, and all that other stuff, it was awesome. It was so exciting. The atmosphere and whatnot, I'm pretty sure it was all high over there in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina and all that. But I'm probably one of the few podcasts you're probably not going to not like my opinion. But hey, that's okay, because it's my podcast. I can say what the hell I want to say here. My thoughts, my feelings, no reasons, my reasons here in this podcast. Look, I got to tell what it is and what I was seeing. And look, I was already exhausted on Sunday. And for whatever reason lately, I've been exhausted on Sundays. I just don't know why. I just don't know why. It's just weird. I've noticed that. I've been more exhausted on Sundays than any other day of the week. I just don't know why. But yeah, I was exhausted coming back in from the neighbor's block party. Not that type of block party, but a neighbor's get together at our street. So that was a lot of fun. Our next door neighbors are moving out, or moving to Pitt State to start a Christian campus ministry down there at Pitt State. So shout out to the Iron family there on getting that deal there as well. So, but yeah, we had a whole party. Was out there for a couple of hours actually. Was not anticipating to staying out there that long. was not expecting to stay out there that long. And so, but it was a good time. Good time. And man, I guess the multiples of kids. I have never, I'm sorry to get off the railroad tracks on this podcast, but the rate of kids that's the most little kids I've seen. And yes, I have a 3-year-old daughter, but I've never seen that many kids at our street. That says something there as well. I mean, it's a good neighborhood out over here where I live. So, but yeah, so I had that and then come back in, missed the open. So I did not watch the open, and I did catch some of the interviews of that. And one in particular driver was pissed off, Michael McDowell. Apparently he and Gibbs had late contact there for the transfer spot, and it did not go Michael McDowell's way. I'm gonna have to go back and rewatch it. Because I missed all of that, all the open. So I wanted to get back to CD All-Star because all the hype was around it, right? And rightfully so. Right? Rightfully so, right? All this hype. And then the race turns on and goodness gracious, to put it nicely, that was probably, I mean, I've seen some born-ass All-Star races. And even in Charlotte now. Charlotte had some sleepers in there as well. But I'm going to put this out. I'll get to that in a second. I just had thought of something. So I can get to that in a second. But I think from where I'm sitting at, y'all, from reading some of y'all reactions on some other Twitter handles and whatnot, y'all tripping. y'all tripping. I don't know what y'all seeing, but that was some boring-ass racing last weekend. I just call it what it is. That looked like some repaved stuff that I was watching. And the track ain't repaved, but when you have only one lane to pass, that looked like something you would see at Texas, something you would see at Bristol was pretty bad at it for a while. Well, actually, I should take that back. So Texas, no pass. That looked like, I'm trying to compare it to a track that has no lack of passing. I can't really think of any. Texas is pretty bad. That's a mile and a half track there as well. But, we have one lane of passing. That doesn't create anything. And shout out to one of my guys in the group chat who I'm pretty good friends with now. We play in the same fantasy group fantasy league. He called it. He said he was afraid that. Shout out Frank. Frank. Shout out, you called it. Shout you out on the podcast. 3 White Pile with EG3. I shout you out, my friend. He kind of called it. He afraid it was going to be no passing. I didn't see no practice. No practice, nothing. And, yeah, it was a stinker. I mean, Suarez led, what, the first, what, 50-ish laps, something, and then it was the Kyle Larson show the rest of the way. And, Kyle Larson, he swept the weekend because also, I'm also coming in here in, what, almost 10 minutes in this pod, and the trucks raced the day before. And Kyle Larson ate up the truck field. I'm going to pull that up right now. He ate up the truck field last weekend at North Wilkesboro. So it was the Kyle Larson weekend at North Wilkesboro last weekend. And, yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. I mean, I was exhausted, but damn. After that, I wanted to go to sleep with 30 laps to go. I'm that serious. Like, I ain't going to make this. And lack of racing, I'm saying, This ain't much better. It's getting worse than what it is. So, for all the hype and what it is, and I'm not going to take the hype away because, look, in North Wilkesboro, first time you resurrected that place. Thanks to Dale Jr. and Marcus Smith and all those guys. But, whoo, track-wise, they got some work to do. let's put it that way. They got some work to do. That's no way. You can't go in with all those people there. People left, and Kyle Larson kind of called out the fans for leaving. I mean, I would have left too, man. I mean, I'm not afraid of the minute. I would have left too for what it was. I mean, you had a damn 10 second lead on the damn field at one point in this race, and we only saw what, one caution. Yeah, one caution. That was for a little lame ass spin. I think it was Ricky Stenhouse, Mr. Stenhouse himself, who spun and brought the, I think it was the only caution of the race. Yeah, and I'm going to bring this up, so I would be opposed of cutting that up, cutting all the laps, because sitting there at 100, that's too long. That's too long of a stage. Break that stuff up. Break that race up into back in the throwback days of the 90s, right? Early 2000s, All-Star Race, Charlotte Motor Speedway, right? You had these segments, right? I'm trying to think what it was. Because I remember the third segment was always the longest segment, and then you went back to the kind of the normal segment, and then you had your 10-lap dash to finish. I like that. I like that better than this 100 lap shit. That put me to sleep. I ain't gonna lie. That literally almost put me to sleep. Finished me off for the day and with the lack and all that. And then I eventually turned it on to the basketball game. That was more entertaining than this race. And again, I'm not trying to take it all away, but I'm probably gonna be one of the few NASCAR podcasts week that has a negative take on the race. And rightfully so, the product on the track was not good. Everyone wants the bottom. You didn't have that hot. You didn't have two lane racing. It was all, you had all fight for the bottom. I'm trying to think of it's Bristol. Kind of had a feeling of that the old school days, going back again to the 90s, 2000s, early 2000s, when a track where everyone's fighting for the bottom. If you got kicked out to the high side, you're done. Especially how old that surface is. Yeah, I mean, that track, I still think, me personally, they got a long way to go. Fix that product on the racetrack for what it is. So, I mean, oh man, I can say so many things about it, but man, I mean, just the way it is. I mean, one lame-ass caution, and of course you had another caution for the whatever you want to call it is. But I think for me, and this is my opinion, and I'll probably be the only one of few people that mention this, but again, I like the old format where you had 20, what was it, you had 100 laps, right? Your longest was the third segment, third leg, right? I can't remember how, was it like 35, something like that? I can't remember exactly, but it was just like 20, yeah, let's say 40 laps, another 20, and then you had a 10-lap dash. That would have been right for this particular race, right? or at least like a 150-lap shootout. Not just two. This 200 laps, that was too long. Too long for me, man. That was way too long. You're listening to Three Wide Pod with EG3, Eddie, we're the third EG3 in the building, y'all. Having my reaction to North Wilkesboro. And my reaction, pretty bad. They say that. Look, the crowd is awesome. I know that, but the on-track activity. You got to make adjustments for next year. Look, yeah, Kyle Larson did what he had to do, great and all that other stuff. But, yeah, other than that, I mean, yeah, you saw passing, but it got strung out after, 15 laps? it got strung out after 15 laps there. So I mean, you saw passing early, and I guess really the only passing that we saw was when Kyle Larson, Tyler Reddick, Bubba Wallace, and a couple others decided to mix it up a little bit, go off strategy game, and that changed the entire race, really, from that point on in the first half of the race there. Kyle Larson had to start at the back of the field got penalized for speeding, so he got to come back for tires, and that was bad news for the field. That was bad news for the field, and when Kyle Larson went out front, he checked out. Bubba Wallace, shout out to him, and I ain't gonna say anything else. He finished second, and again with all the flipping the bird stuff and all that, I'm sure he didn't mean to do that. And all the comments I'm seeing on Twitter, and all that, I'm gonna just keep that to myself there, so I don't get in trouble. So, but yeah, 23-11 though, finished 1-2. Yes, I know. I'm not gonna go through the finishing order because that doesn't matter, because Kyle Larson was in another zip code from Midway State first half on. Nobody could catch him. Now, that could change with this. They gotta change the format a little bit for me. And yes, again, I might be out there in left field, but yeah, I'm gonna put my suggestion in there. Change it up, back up. If you're gonna bring it to a short track, it would have been more. I think the Coliseum had 150 laps. Not mistaken. Yeah, I think that needs. I think you can like change. What's the word I'm thinking? Like tweak that a little bit. Yeah, tweak that a little bit. I think here, if they bring this back to North Wilkesboro for next year, you gotta change some things and work on that racetrack. So. That's all I'm going to say there. I didn't like the quality of product on the racetrack. And I think a lot of people on Twitter are not seeing the same race I'm seeing. So that's just bonkers to me there. As well, the truck series race. It was a Kyle Larson weekend. Kyle Larson swept the weekend. Your first regular here. The Tyson 250, which was Saturday afternoon. Ty Majeski was the first Craftsman Truck Series regular in second. Matt DiBenedetto third. Carson Horsevar, Bubba Wallace did double duty this weekend. He was the top five. Corey Heim had a strong truck there. I should have picked him for the fantasy, but that is what is there. Matt Crafton, Chase Purdy, Ross Chastain also doing double duty. And Grant Invinger rallied back for a top 10 finish after his issue last week there. As well, the time of the race of the Tyson 250, 2 hours and 17 minutes. Heim winning stage one. Wait a second. Yeah, Corey Heim winning stage one. Okay, I almost got that mixed up. Corey Heim winning stage one. Larson stage two. And Kyle Larson wins the race there. 12 caution flags for 81 laps there. 6 lead changes among 5 drivers. And I'm going to go ahead and let's go ahead and go through the field. William Byron did double duty also. He finished just outside the top 10 and 11th. Stuart Friesen, 13th. Let's see. Christopher Bell also did double duty this past weekend. Even a 16th. Tanner Gray was my pick. 18th for him. Let's see. Nick Sanchez took a hit. He finished 30th. Zane Smith, 32nd. Ben Rose, 33rd. Raja Carruth, 34th. Dean Thompson, 35th, and Johnny Sauter, dead last. So there you go with the Tyson 250. Now we turn our attention now. After the race at North Wilkesboro for the trucks, Again, everybody in action this week. Trucks, Xfinity, Cup Series. You got Indy this weekend. You have Monaco, I believe, this weekend as well. A lot of racing on Memorial Day weekend. Corey Heim is your new points leader after North Wilkesboro by 7. Overtime of jet ski. Zane Smith is third. First to third, 16 points separate them. Then Grant Evinger makes a step up in the points. Again, these are regular season points. These are not the playoff points that I have up here right now. Evinger, fourth. Christian Eckes is fifth. So that is heading into the North Carolina Education Lottery 200 on Friday night on FS1. So definitely looking forward towards that. Xfinity races here. Not here, but in Charlotte. On Sunday here, let's see if we can find that. The Oscar Uniforms 300, that is, of course, Saturday afternoon. And then the big dog, the Coca-Cola 600, goes down on Sunday afternoon, right into the evening there as well. So a lot to look forward to there. And, of course, Indy will be before that as well. Let's see, I'm trying to think of what I got going on Sunday. Yeah, I have a recital on Saturday, so yeah, it has nothing to do. So I should be good there. Yeah, so yeah, I got a lot, like I said, I got a lot going on this week. Yeah, we got racing on track, on foot. We got a dance recital in JC, Junction City, Kansas. We got that going on here as well. So, man, a lot going on here in Manhattan between myself and the racetrack as well. So yeah, so there you go on that point. Pretty much covered all that. Yeah, the Heat and... Okay, get to one more other thing real quick here. The Dodgers and Braves, of course. Will Smith not happy with Ozuna yesterday. I saw that after the Nuggets clinched their ticket to the NBA Finals. And come on, man. I mean, I understand from his point of view, yeah, you're the keys to catcher and whatnot there. But he tried to start something there. And it was because of Ozuna's backs. Marcelo Ozuna, one of our players from the Atlanta Braves. I guess is one of his backswings caught maybe the face mask. I haven't seen the full replay, but I saw like the exchange and whatnot. And this is already a rivalry already. You have already Freddie Freeman on the Dodgers. He homered last night. JD Martinez also homered last night. Yeah, AJ Minter, he has not been good this year. I'll go ahead and put that out there as well. But it's already a rivalry, and it got a little spicy there as the bullpens were out there. We're on the verge of you might as well just come on to the field. Come on up to the field, and let's have some words for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, it got a little spicy last night with that whole exchange and whatnot there. So, but. And, you know, that kind of irritated me a little bit, but I understand it coming from Will Smith's point, the catcher, not the cat. And there's two of them. There's a pitcher named Will Smith that we had on our team that won the World Series with a couple years ago. Will Smith for the Dodgers, who catches, and of course the number one Will Smith, who's the actor. Yeah, that irritated me a little bit there. I don't know what he probably said too much what he said there, and then the bullpens were pretty much on the outfield grass. You might as well just come on in the field, baby. Let's hash it out a little bit. So this, the Dodgers and Braves, there's already a rivalry going on and all that. It got spicy. It's already spicy as it is. So it'll be interesting here. The Braves are in a kind of a tough stretch right now. Yeah, two more of the Dodgers. You got the Phillies coming to town as well. So. My team's in a brutal stretch right now as well. Speaking of points, let me see if I can, before we sign out here on the podcast, this is a 3-Wide Pod with EG3, Eddie Greer III, recording this on May 23rd, 2023. I just came up with this now. Let's see if I can screenshot. That's not what I want. Let's see if I can get a screenshot. Yeah. All right, so we're going to end this pod with the playoff standings. Going to Charlotte, the Coca-Cola 600, one of the grand jewels of NASCAR here. So, William Byron, the only driver with three. Then you have two with two. Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch. This is the updated. These are the actual playoff standings I have that I screenshotted on my phone. I don't have my laptop with me. Well, it's not open right now. So Larson and Busch. Then you have all one wins, right? Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr., Christopher Bell, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. So there you go. That's nine drivers. So so you win, you're in, right? So these cats started Ross Chastain. The playoffs will start today. He used to be seeded 10th. Well, of course, that doesn't mean, that's not even including the playoff points. So Ross Chastain, he probably actually moved up a little bit, actually, because he is right up front. You know, he's 159 to the good. Harvick, Blaney, Keselowski, Buescher, to the RFK guys. RFK. Yeah, RFK guys up in the mix. Yeah, Ross Relay Racing. There we go. RFR Racing there. Both those cars are in the mix. Keselowski, 95 up from the cutoff. Buescher, 59. Wallace, Bubba Wallace, 23, matching his car number. In the last spot right now, Chase Briscoe. Now, Alex Bowman is still out. He is the first guy out, but he's going to be taking another hit. So, Daniel Suarez will be moved up in that spot. And Daniel Suarez last year was fast at Charlotte. Super fast at Charlotte last year. So, he needs to pick it up a little bit because I think he's a couple of steps behind Ross Chastain heading into this half of the race. Ty Gibbs has really come on. I told you. I'm probably one of the few people that said this. I told you because of the experience. Yes, folks, he's a rookie. But his experience, because he replaced Kurt Busch last year, right? He helped out replace Kurt Busch, right? He had that time. After Pocono, because he took over at Pocono. So he's going to have an experience there. So, look, I told you it would not take Ty Gibbs long at all. I said it on this very podcast. I called it on the show. It would not take Ty Gibbs that long to academic because he had all that time for Pocono on the back end of the second half last year to get accommodated with driving a cup car. And look where he is. When Bowman's like going to be out, so it's going to move these drivers up. Suarez, Ty Gibbs. I would not be shocked. And look, and he's got quite a few top tens to back it up. So, pat on back to myself for calling that here on the pod. Ty Gibbs, I'm interested to see what he's going to do here because we're going to go to some tracks here that he's more familiar with there as well. So that's how it's looking like. And we're going to also going to go ahead and put a call out to Austin Cindric. So these drivers all are going to get the move up there because Alex Bowman obviously is dealing with that back injury, unfortunately, as well. So we'll see what happens there. But Charlotte, we'll see what happens. Can anybody stop the Hendrick Brigade at this point of the season there? Because at this juncture, Byron and Larson look to really ratchet up the wins here moving forward. But, of course, 600 miles, 400 laps is a long time, man. We saw a crazy race, one of the better races at Charlotte in a long time last year. Hopefully it'll be like that again on Sunday, Memorial Day weekend. It will be upon us here in a couple of days. This podcast will be out, looking at tomorrow night sometime as well. So look forward to getting this out. The 3Y Pod with EG3, get it? Wherever you get your podcast, this is your first time again listening to the pod. Welcome aboard to the show. If you love what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast for more NASCAR content. And we'll take a look around other sports as well. So there you go on that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, check your fly ass wave on another episode of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Everything else in between on this North Wilkesboro Reaction Edition of the pod. So hopefully, if they do to bring it back next year, which I got a feeling they will, they gotta make some changes to that track. And I've already mentioned my thoughts here on the pod. So definitely, I'm probably gonna be one of those NASCAR podcasts that are in the minority of that decision, but of my reaction. But is the truth. So a lot of people out there are seeing some things that I didn't see on the racetrack, but I digress on that. But Charlotte, Indy, Monaco, a lot of things going on here in Manhattan, Junction City as well. So definitely a huge weekend, a peak week also on the marathon training side as well. So we're getting down to business, folks. Getting down to business. I'm getting anxious. I'm getting really excited on all fronts. But right now, it's upon us right now. Memorial Day weekend, the best weekend of racing of the entire year coming this weekend. Eddie Greer III, EG3, signing out for this edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3.